Dwayne Haskins, he got a strong arm, and I see his work ethic every day and how he takes time in his training with quarterbacks coaching and just how he tries to gain information from everybody around him who he's learning from. I'm just trying to, hopefully I get a chance to get out there with him and whatnot, get a couple passes from him, but I just see it in him. He's hungry and he's ready to play.
Hey, Malzi. Hey, Craig.
Yes, Pony.
Over under Super Bowl MVPs in Dwayne Haskins' future, 1.5.
Under.
Tough number, isn't it?
Did you just pull it out of thin air? Did you fabricate that number out of whole cloth?
I almost went with 2.
You're really on this, aren't you? This is your new hobby horse, isn't it? Dwayne Haskins, future Steelers
starter. It's not
starter.
A hobby. It's not a horse. It's a way of life.
The Haskins.
It's
life.
A lifestyle.
Yeah?
Yeah. You got to embrace it, man. You can't shy away from it.
So you are of the opinion that this is
you
the next Steelers starter.
You got to get yourself in a mindset where let's suck it up with Big Ben for one more year. Let's embrace Dwayne Haskins as the future of the Steelers quarterback position and the infinite possibilities because of how cheap he'll be in a salary cap sport that come with it. In the building of a super team where you've got all kinds of money to spend around Dwayne Haskins.
Sounds great except for the around Dwayne Haskins.
It's been
part.
So long since the Steelers have been able to play that way with a cheap quarterback. That's how they won back in 05. I mean, why not? Brett Favre washed out in Atlanta 1 year. Same kind of thing. Head wasn't in it. Didn't take football seriously. Kept walking around those rolled up jean shorts like in that video of him laying on his bed when he got drafted. Remember that?
Sure do.
Drinking too much. I think there was a pill addiction in there somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. Painkiller? Am I making that up?
I don't know if it was that early in his career. I mean, think he would have washed out of the NFL if camera phones had existed in 91. Too soon?
No. When did that happen? 09?
I think so. That was the rudimentary.
Either way,
camera phones.
1 year, bust in Atlanta, goes to Green Bay. The rest is history. Retires as the NFL's all-time leading passer.
Wait, retires like the first time, the second time, the third time?
Third.
You're really in on
after
this.
After Arthur Motes
thing,
ended his career. I don't know why you're not. Why can't you have fun? Why can't you allow yourself to get in a good mood over something? I'm not getting on your case because the Roethlisberger thing is what it is. You know, I'm in the same. If I'm going to be pessimistic about Roethlisberger, can I at least be allowed to get optimistic about Haskins? Great
talent.
Are you
genuinely optimistic about Haskins, or are you just kind of blowing smoke here?
I see reasons to get excited.
Which are
change of scenery, been totally humbled.
Are you sure about that?
He's playing for minimum wage.
Isn't totally humbled something you can only kind of discern if and when a guy has success at his second stop and how he handles that success?
If you got fired here today.
Oh, God. Here I can hear the cheers right now from down the Ohio River.
And a month from now, you're working at a station in, let's say, Uniontown.
Yeah.
And you're doing a sports show making minimum wage.
Yep.
Chris Mueller in that moment has been humbled. He's trying to get back on top, but he's still chasing a dream.
No,
and he's so committed to chasing that dream. He's making $10 an hour down in Uniontown talking about
whatever.
That kid, what's the kid that's going to play basketball and football?
Rodney Gallagher.
Yeah.
He's a Laurel Highlands kid, though. So technically, I mean, yes, that's in Uniontown, but.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you the difference between me and Dwayne Haskins is if I get fired here, I'm just going to go do something else.
Do you have anything in mind?
No.
Oh.
Ditch digger.
How about professional sports better? How'd that go today?
I mean,
how'd your soccer bet go?
Well, the soccer live bet that you like peer pressured me into didn't go
well.
Here
we go again, Craig. Right back to any time he loses. It lost.
Yeah, how did
you know why it lost? Because you didn't get in on it again with us. That's why.
You're ascribing a ton of power to me these days. I don't get in on bets. It makes the bets go awry. I say something coy about Jacob deGrom to start yesterday's show.
Yep,
he exits with a shoulder injury.
And now his career might be over. Yep.
But I did get in with you about the Tony Finau bet.
And we're keeping our eye on that all day.
And you still are lobbing unfounded accusations at me that I
because
have
because you're not
side
willing
bets.
To embrace Dwayne Haskins. Admit it. Just, what are the alternatives?
I actually think
that Mason Rudolph
is
their next starter, their next quarterback?
I think he's going to be their next starter.
Okay. Well,
Dwayne
then
Haskins.
Dare to dream a little bit. Think about Dwayne Haskins going into a raucous Cleveland Browns First Energy Stadium with all your relatives there.
Not that many on the side.
And throwing for three touchdowns, 390 yards, and leading the Steelers to a road win over the Cleveland Browns.
What I'm really
going back
of,
into Ohio, where he had so much success as a college quarterback, just like Big Ben.
What I'm really thinking of here is you having to give Mike Tomlin credit if Haskins turns out to be a star for
and
seeing
I will.
Something in him.
Oh, and I will.
We'll see about that.
And I absolutely will.
You'll probably try to credit it to Mike Munchak. Like, Munchak will have sent Haskins a text message saying, go get him, and you'll ascribe everything he does from that point on to Munch.
I mean, as long as the guy's having success, who cares who gets the credit? It's about the Steelers finding a diamond in the rough and finding something at a secondhand quarterback store and turning it into their
it's
new
the
hope.
Best, it's listen.
He is their new hope, just like the Star Wars episode.
Which episode is that?
4?
Good job. Proud of you.
And is that the one where Leia and Skywalker realize that they're related and still have sex with each other?
No, Skywalker never does that.
No.
There's a little smooch there. There's some romantic tension, but then they break
that
by the second one. I don't think he does. Man, you really have the plot of Star Wars, the original Star Wars kind of off here.
Craig, are you there with me on this?
Is this like a Cinemax version of the...
Are you getting down with Haskins?
I said I was a big fan of the move when they made it.
How can you
Mason.
Be a fan of the, how can he, you be a fan of the move though? He's Ben's successor. He's a threat to Ben.
That's a good point. Craig almost has to pick one.
He's a TTB threat to Ben.
No, I don't. What's this imaginary clock you're putting on Haskins' time with the Steelers? If it's 2 years from now after Ben, there's no clock as to when his time is up here as of now.
Hmm.
It's the right way to go and try to find a quarterback.
But what if Haskins has an incredible preseason, fills in?
No. No, no preseason.
Okay, let's say it's like a Byron Leftwich situation with Ben, where Ben gets injured for a game and a half or something. Haskins goes in and is great, becomes a free agent. Somebody now wants to sign him to be a starting quarterback. What do you do then?
Got
to
keep him.
But you can if you still think Ben's the starter.
You're saying after this season?
Yeah.
I want one more year of Ben. I didn't say two.
What if Ben has a good year?
But I have to choose between him and what looked like a very good Haskins?
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot. You go with the young guy that cost you nothing.
I'm not in. Craig, letting the world and letting Pittsburgh know once and for all that he is, in fact, not an idiot.
Some would suggest there's evidence, ample evidence to the contrary.
Well, that's why I had to make it clear.
I would not support that thesis.
How about guys like Rich Gannon and Steve Young? They didn't work out in their first stop along their professional road or journey. They had they needed a second or even a third team to take
a real leap
a forward. Chance on them, yeah.
How about the Jamarcus Russells, Johnny Manziels, and E.J. Manuels of the
but
world?
But did it ever seem like those guys really got humbled? Jamarcus Russell took
I mean,
his
Johnny
huge
Manziel,
signing bonus.
Johnny Manziel just had to try to play in something called like the fan-controlled league where fans would call all the plays or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, but he's saying things like, I still like doing shots and I still think I can be a professional golfer and I'm still making a lot of money signing autographs. That doesn't sound like humbled guy. Sounds like guy that had a rich mommy and daddy and pretty much still does whatever the hell he wants.
Okay.
Jamarcus Russell got a huge signing bonus before they changed the amount of money that rookies get and made like $30 million, took that money and never tried to catch on with a second team. Was like, all right.
Didn't Dwayne Haskins make decent coin on that?
Not like that though, Chris.
What was that 15th overall pick? Guaranteed money.
Probably like $10 million. But if he just took his money and said, you know what, I don't need this. I'm already a multimillionaire many times over. I'm not going to go try to catch on making a couple $100,000. I don't need that. I'm better than that. He didn't. He came here knowing that he's fourth on the depth chart and nothing's promised to him. And he's had an incredible attitude, and he's been the MVP of minicamp, and it's just the very beginning of what will be a storybook career with the Steelers.
Craig, do you find there to be any irony in Pony, who famously dubbed James Washington Mr. August, falling in love right now with Mr. June?
This is almost like a Jameis level infatuation.
I'm wondering if we're getting worked here.
No, you're not. You have to. Sometimes you see something
You know what is happening someone. Here, Craig?
And Pony, other people don't. And look, Pony I just have
worked
a very...
himself into a shoot, like his buddy Ken Carmen
oh,
says.
My God,
Pony came
stumped.
On to do this as a bit.
I just dumped that.
That's wonderful. He came on to do this as a bit.
I'm not giving him free pops today.
But now he's actually talked him. It's a tough day for him. He's talked himself into the idea that Dwayne Haskins
yeah, but
is
this
the next
is,
man up.
This has been a slow drip for me. This is not a one-day discovery.
So there wasn't a eureka moment here.
No, I like the Haskins signing from day one, and I only feel everything I've heard from out of Steelers camp that can be reported by people without getting their credentials revoked, and everything that players have been able or willing to say is that at least in this setting, Haskins has looked much better than Rudolph and Dobbs. That's step one, right? Beat out.
Well, shouldn't he? Because he's
beat out
the more
the
schmo talented
quarterbacks.
He's the more talented player, pedigree wise.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they did have a first round grade on Mason Rudolph, so it's an even fight.
It's the
so did they screw up the pick.
It's the way that they. It's very on brand for them to try to make their next quarterback.
Let's all get
Haskins
jerseys. You want to do it?
No,
Craig.
Well, us all jumping in on Finau isn't working out too well today. So let's not curse
wait,
him.
Wait, why? What happened now?
He just bogeyed another one.
What's he at?
Plus two.
What's the leader?
Minus two.
Okay.
My guy, my pick, Brooks Koepka, putting for a share of the lead.
See, we said it before the show that he did something, and
no,
he totally
I'm saying,
did.
I'm saying the guy I wanted to pick, but you guys warded me off of it. You said the odds weren't good enough.
You keep acting like we twist your arm.
You do.
In ways that, like, cost you money and hold your career back. And
you do.
I didn't tell you 2 years ago to readopt the Browns and anoint them the next great team. That was purely you who did that. You can't blame anyone but yourself.
Wait, what are you suggesting that readopting the Browns has done to me?
People now think that you live in Cleveland and grew up in Cleveland and love the Browns, even though you did famously or infamously rip up your Browns fan card.
Correct.
On the air.
That's right.
Now you're just going to be a party pooper and not jump on the Haskins bandwagon with us.
I will say.
So what bandwagon are you going to get on, Chris? If you're not going to get on the Haskins bandwagon, pick one for us, why don't you? Is it a college quarterback right now that you're going to spend the entire year watching him? Who is it? You're going to somehow twist yourself into a pretzel, talking yourself into Mason Rudolph?
No.
You're just going to have a defeatist Steelers attitude where you think Ben will continue to play the position until he's 45 years old no light at the end of the tunnel and no hope at all?
Now that sounds on brand for me. Haskins being their next guy would be a very Steelers way to find a quarterback. They are allergic to tanking for a year and doing what the Jags did to get a Trevor Lawrence type player, what the Colts did to get Andrew Luck, and before him, Peyton Manning. So if you're allergic to that concept, then it makes sense that they would have gone after Haskins the minute Washington dumped him. There's a top 15 level guy. You picked Ben 11th overall, so same neighborhood of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the consensus best quarterback in his draft by any stretch of the imagination, nor was Ben, mind you.
Yep.
And they've got him at a bargain price, as you correctly pointed out.
Now you're getting there.
Well,
now
I was trying to
somewhere.
Say that, but you kept interrupting me because you got a Haskins, fascination. I was going to say something that you would have had to dump again there. But you got this. You're getting a little amorous.
Does it begin with an E?
I was going to use a slang term that is also synonymous with a baseball mishap. But you got this. You got this absolute infatuation,
Craig,
with Dwayne Haskins that's
Kurt
preventing
Warner
me from getting a word in edgewise.
Can go from stocking shelves at a grocery store, and go from that to a Super Bowl MVP and a Super Bowl champion. Why can't Dwayne Haskins go from the strip club to the promised land?
And he was with a bad franchise.
To paradise.
He was going from a bad franchise to one of the most highly regarded in the league.
To
they can
a,
fix him.
To a racist football team that doesn't even, they're not even allowed to have a nickname or a logo anymore, Chris. Ha!
Couldn't you do a better job of coming up with strip club to some other better club there? That one fell flat for me. No?
You're just not in a good mood, and I don't know how to get you in a good mood.
What are you talking about?
You're not. You're not seeing things coming out of minicamp involving possibly the next great Steelers quarterback and allowing it's like you're a jaded lover. You've been burned so many times over by Roethlisberger.
Once bitten, twice shy. Man, the nightmare scenario you painted of Ben just playing until he's 45 sounds more and more plausible with every passing second. I mean, in a
the guy calls
world,
himself Simba.
Dwayne Haskins does?
Yeah.
Man, it took Simba like a long time to not suck in the movie.
So what's that make Ben? What's his name? Mufasa or whatever the guy?
Ben is more like Scar at this point.
I thought somebody would say the fat joke and call him Pumbaa.
When you say, I thought someone would say it, it was just you?
I said it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Anyways.
It would be for the best for them if...
So far, so good with Haskins is the bottom line here for minicamp.
Oh, my God, it's minicamp.
Yeah, so?
Who cares? It's minicamp. It's football in shorts.
Stars can be born. You never know when. What did you say the other day? When opportunity knocks, be waiting?
Opportunity hasn't even gotten out of the car to walk up to your door yet.
Opportunity asked if they could run inside and use the bathroom. And Haskins accommodated and said, I have nice ply toilet paper and some reading material. That's what happened.
And then they blew up his toilet. You are something else, man. You're on tilt today.
No, I'm not.
You're on tilt because
I'm
you
in
keep
a great
betting
place.
Ties in the Euro and nothing, and they don't happen.
Oh, another
for
one's
you.
About to, well, just wait. It's like a slot machine or blackjack. You keep playing until you win.
That's 1-800-GAMBLER.